Okay, so this is a parts disidentification exercise. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfortable spot for your head. Allow your shoulders to drop down, your hands to relax, and your feet to find a comfortable spot on the floor. So with your eyes closed, taking some long, slow, deep breaths into 7, and all the way out to 11. Just allow your entire body to relax, to settle down. Just allow yourself to forget about all the worries, problems, issues earlier today, and to just come into this moment that you're in right now. Feeling the contact between your body and the chair. Breathing nice and deep and slow, all the while into 7 and out to 11. Feeling the contact between your arms and the chair, your feet and the floor, your hamstrings and the chair, your back, your head. Just allowing your mind to settle into each breath, into this moment. Breathing in nice and deep and slow into 7 and out to 11. Just allowing now all the muscles in your forehead to relax. Eyebrows. And the little muscles at the corners of your eyes, allow those to relax. Allowing the muscles around your mouth to relax, and the smallest smile to occur ever so slightly in the slightly turned up corners of your mouth. Feel how that feels on the inside. Letting your shoulders drop down. Letting your breathing become rhythmic, slow and easy. And as you breathe in, allowing your chest to naturally expand as your lungs fill with air. And then ever so naturally relax. Feeling that sensation of relaxation as you breathe out, all the way through your ribs, and feeling it in your tummy. A few more deep, long, slow breaths in and out, allowing your breathing, the natural ebb and flow of your ribs, rise and fall with every breath. And as you exhale, really focusing on allowing all the muscles in your tummy to relax. There's nothing they need to do right now. They can simply lengthen, soften, and relax. With every exhalation, relaxing those internal oblique muscles, just allowing them to soften, for your tummy to drop down, to relax, to smooth out. to ebb and flow with the movement of your chest. Nice, deep, slow breath in and out, allowing the external oblique muscles in the tummy to relax, to soften, to lengthen, to settle down. The tummy can just flow easily up and down with the movement of the chest, nothing forced. Everything just naturally ebbing and flowing. And with each exhalation, just letting go more and more with every breath. And then just allowing your attention to drift to your legs, to your feet, and allowing those muscles to relax, to soften. And to allow the muscles in your arms and your hands to relax as well. Just letting your whole body now just float carelessly, effortlessly. Nothing to worry about, not a care in the world. Just floating. Imaginary space. Weightless, comfortable. Not a care in the world. Good. Now continuing to breathe nice and deep and slow in and out. We are all composed of many different parts of us. We have the emotional part of ourselves, the reasoning part, the calm part, the active, competitive part. We all have many, many parts of ourselves. The parts of ourselves that likes to be taken care of, the parts of ourselves that likes to take care of others. Many, many, many parts. And you and I know there is a part of you from long, long time ago. A part of you that developed way back in your childhood. Out of necessity, part of you that learned to take responsibility, to control, to fix, to solve. A part of you that learned to help others. This is a part of you, the controller, the fixer, the helper, the doer. This is a part of you from long, long time ago. And as you remain in this relaxed, calm state, just allow your mind to drift back to the earliest memory you have of you taking on, thrust upon that responsibility of fixing, protecting, controlling and doing. Try to bring to mind the image of the young self, this young part of you that saw a problem, jumped in and fixed it. Bring to mind an image of you. See that young you standing before you. See her height, her stature, her size. Connect with her eyes. Connect with her being. This is and was a part of you. See her wanting to help, wanting to fix, wanting to solve, wanting to protect. Her intentions are good. Her intentions are pure. She simply wants peace and calm and quiet. She wants people to get along. She wants some predictability. See how she takes on more and more, doing, fixing, helping, protecting. And she gets rewarded for this. See how, as she does more and more, it becomes expected, it becomes needed, it becomes habitual for her and for all those around her. She feels empowered, important. She feels she's making a difference. All very reasonable. Notice as she does it more and more, the beliefs she begins to adopt. I should, and finish that sentence. I must. I have to. I need to. See how the urgency grows, the demands grow, the expectations grow of her by others, but also of herself. Notice the stress. Just freeze frame that for a moment. Notice that little girl's life outside of this. She's a wee young one. She has friends. She has school. There are things she wants to do. Things that she's unable to do. Notice as well. More and more time goes on. Her needs, her importance, the awareness of her as a child begins to fade. The awareness of her needs begins to fade. And the stress in that little body amplifies. The frustration, the pressures she puts also on herself begin to amplify. And as she takes more and more on, those that need to do the parenting take less on. Less responsibility, less action, less protection, less planning. see the beliefs that this little girl adopts over time. My value is, I should, I must, I have to. I need to. That desire to please, to fix, to control. Without knowing it, that little girl takes it forward in life and it morphs in time. She also takes the stress, the exaggerated sense of responsibility for others to fix, help, protect, and do. She also takes forward the belief or the difficulty in meeting her needs. Takes it forward into her relationships with her ex-spouse, her friends, as a parent, at work. See the stress she carries forward. See the stress in her body. Now freeze frame that. Looking at that little girl embodied in that adult woman. You can freeze that. Freeze it and move it off, that image off to the side. Off to the left side. Taking some step backwards. Moving away. Ask yourself, am I these beliefs? Am I this part? Am I this person anymore? Can I, do I control everything? Do I need to? Can I relinquish the belief, the need to know everything? Can I relinquish the belief and the need to do everything, to be everything? Can I let go? Can I trust myself to do my best, knowing even if I make a mistake, I've done my best? Looking at this more distant part of you, can I let go of the need to know and do everything right, perfectly, on time, exactly? Can I let go of that?
Now taking some long, slow, deep breaths. Just allow that part of you and this new you to grow more separate, to grow more distant. This part of old part of you will drift off to a comfy spot where it knows it's no longer needed, cherished and valued for the things it tried to do and helped in the past. And it did sincerely help, but you've outgrown it. You no longer need it. Allow it to drift back to a spot, a comfy spot. And you can drift to a place here where you know it's okay to do your best. You don't need to do things quickly. You don't need to always get it right. You don't need to always do everything efficiently, thoroughly. You can simply do your best. Or you can let go and know there's every day things you can control and things you can't. Take an image of this new part of you with these new beliefs. See this part of you that won't always get it right, that won't always do everything efficiently, that will do her best, who can move in with the ebb and flow of life, who will try, knowing that's the best she can do, who embodies more forgiveness and tolerance for herself. See these new beliefs, and you can instruct this new part of you with a motto. You can write the new beliefs, the new way of living, the new way of thinking, as if you had a whiteboard in front of you, keying in on just a few things, three things, that will guide your existence each and every day. Three words that embody your new beliefs. Relaxing your tummy, letting your breath move easily, comfortably in and out. The tummy and the chest and the ribcage moving together, in and out easily. Taking more time as you need to write those three words that embody how this part will move forward from today. And when you think about going through your day today, how will you know if you're embodying those three beliefs? What will be different? If you were to watch yourself with a pair of binoculars, how will you know you're embodying those three new beliefs to guide you each and every day? What will be different? How will you move differently? What would be different in your pace, in your mind, in your breathing, in your tummy? Looking from the outside in, how will you know you're doing your best to embody these beliefs? And just thinking ahead to a mildly triggering situation where the old part of you, that young part of you that likes to fix, control, protect, do, tries to take over. How will this new part of you handle that mildly triggering situation differently? Just take a moment to envision this in your mind. Notice the differences. Good. Now take a few more minutes, breathing in nice and deep and slow, feeling those lower ribs expand and relax, feeling your tummy move with your breath, the hands, the legs relax, the chest moving rhythmically, the shoulders drop down and relax. The jaw is loose. The brow is soft. The muscles at the corners of the eyes are smoothed out and relaxed. And the muscles at the corners of the mouth, ever so slightly, make a small smile. As if your smile is reflected upon the sky, and you can see your smile. Feel that on the inside. Allow that ever slight smile to permeate throughout your body. Feel yourself lighter, more relaxed, more calm. breathing deeply in unison. Your chest and your tummy moving together. Ever so slowly in, ever so slowly out. Letting go of any tension, tightness, discomfort. Letting it go as if you're releasing butterflies. Letting it leave you. Imagining you can uncork any sites of pressure or tension and release the steam, release the tightness. You don't need it. It's not helping you. Breathing slowly and rhythmically, easily, in unison. Good. Just letting go. Once again, of any residual stress, tension, tightness, letting it leave your body, leave your mind. Good, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.